it dawned on me, and I'm sure it was the Spirit revealing it, because this was really deep in my heart. I had an unspoken agreement with God that as long as I was a good girl doing what he wanted me to do, that he would reward me for that. Now, if you would have asked me if that's what I thought, I would have said to you, not on your life. But that was really deep down something that I had come to a conclusion about. And it was the cause for a lot of my confusion about suffering and evil.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's true of many of us. And ironically, we take promises that God gives, and we rightly recognize that he does promise to reward good. He does promise to punish evil. But he delays rewards and punishments. And we live in a time where justice is sure to come, but has not come yet. Now, sometimes we see justice exercised. We see goodness rewarded. We see evil punished. And so we see some of that happen. But we see many, many evil things that people appear to get away with.
Mm-hmm.
And it plagued David and, you know, several of the psalmists. You know, why do the wicked prosper? It wasn't just why do the righteous suffer. It's why do the wicked prosper?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few psalms just saying, you know what? The wicked, look at everything goes their way. And they're, you know, the righteous are going hungry sometimes, and the wicked are being filled to overflowing with wealth. And sometimes there's short-term benefits from doing evil. You prosper as a result of it. Dishonesty sometimes results in financial gain. Honesty sometimes results in financial loss. But in the end, God promises that he is going to make all things right. In If God is good, I tell the story of two farmers, you know, one a Christian and one an atheist. And the atheist says, you know, why don't you work your 6 days a week and then take your day of rest and pray that God will bless your crops? And I'm just going to work 7 days a week. And then come October, let's see who has the biggest harvest. And so October comes. And the atheist who has scorned God looks at his crops, and he actually has bigger crops and more production than the Christian had. And he looks at the Christian and he says, so what do you have to say for your God now? And the Christian's response is, my God doesn't settle all his accounts in October.
Huh.
And it's a great, I'm sure it's a fictitious story, but it's a good illustration
mm-hmm.
of the fact that, you know what, if you were to judge by what happens now or what happens in October, you could say God's not just, and God doesn't reward his people, and God doesn't punish wickedness. But the point is, we are to be patient and trust him that one day he will make all things right.